Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Donald Trump says a bad earpiece is the reason he hesitated to disavow a white supremacist leader during a televised interview over the weekend. A day before the critical Super Tuesday primaries, the Republican presidential frontrunner is clarifying his remarks. NPR's Sarah McCammon has that story.
On Sunday, CNN's Jake Tapper asked Donald Trump if he would unequivocally condemn David Duke, a former KKK leader who has told his radio audience to vote for Trump. The billionaire businessman said, quote, "I don't know anything about David Duke," and said he'd need to see a list of specific groups before disavowing anyone. This morning on NBC, Trump said he had trouble hearing the question.
I'm sitting in a house in Florida with a very bad earpiece that they gave me, and you could hardly hear what he was saying. But what I heard was various groups, and I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavow David Duke.
Trump is hoping to solidify his frontrunner status tomorrow on Super Tuesday. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
President Obama has awarded the Medal of Honor to Navy SEAL Edward Byers, Jr. NPR's Maura Liasson reports Byers is only the sixth Navy SEAL to be so honored.
In a White House ceremony, President Obama described the heroism of Byers as he rescued an American hostage held by the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Ed leapt across the room and threw himself on the hostage, using his own body to shield him from the bullets. Another enemy fighter appeared, and with his body, Ed kept shielding the hostage. With his bare hands, Ed pinned the fighter to the wall and held him until his teammates took action.
This isn't the first honor for Byers. He has won the Purple Heart twice and the Bronze Star with Valor five times. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
According to the Secretary General of NATO, a ceasefire that went into effect in Syria over the weekend is largely holding, though officials are concerned about the Russian military buildup in the country. The U.S. and Russia agreed to the ceasefire in an effort to make progress toward ending the years-long civil war in Syria. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration doesn't necessarily expect it will be all smooth sailing in terms of the ceasefire.
That is consistent with our expectations heading into this process, which is that we did anticipate that there would be reports of violations and that we would encounter some potholes on the road to implementing this successfully.
Despite concerns about a Russian military buildup, though, officials say there are currently no plans for NATO to provide any ground troops in Syria. A federal judge in Brooklyn is denying the U.S. government's motion to compel Apple to provide access to an iPhone used in a drug case. The ruling comes as Apple is also involved in a battle with the government over access to one of the company's devices used by a San Bernardino shooter. Much like the case, the government was looking to require Apple to bypass a passcode on the phone. Not clear whether this ruling will have effect on that one. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. For roughly a decade, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been silent during U.S. Supreme Court arguments, but today the conservative justice unexpectedly broke that silence during discussion of a gun rights case from Maine. Thomas asked a question, namely whether people convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors can permanently lose their right to own a firearm. Thomas has not asked a question from the bench during oral arguments since 2006. Four of five previously missing Hong Kong booksellers have appeared on Chinese television, confessing to selling banned political books in mainland China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing the case has triggered international concern about Hong Kong's autonomy.
In a report by the Hong Kong-based Phoenix Television, the four men admitted to mailing some 4,000 unauthorized books to 380 buyers on the mainland. They confessed that the book's content was cobbled together from material on the Internet and had a bad influence on Chinese society. Other state media reported that three of the men had shown repentance and could be returned to Hong Kong in days. Many in Hong Kong fear that two of the booksellers were abducted and brought back to mainland China, and Beijing has yet to fully explain how they got there. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The official newspaper of the Vatican is praising last night's Oscar-winning film Spotlight as giving a voice to the profound pain of the faithful over the reality of clerical sex abuse. The paper also saying the film is not anti-Catholic. Observatory Romano devoted two articles to the movie, which won Best Picture at last night's Academy Awards ceremony. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 123 points. The Nasdaq closed down 32 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the news podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.